Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Go. Questions for John from you guys. It's Dear John. You can send him in at DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
Little teaser?
Yeah, you've got Halloween candy, long distance, random dudes.
Oh, boy.
And wants to be a writer.
Okay.
We're going to start with the Halloween candy. Dear John, my wife and I went on a weight loss journey together and lost a combined 125 pounds.
Oh, hey, way
to
go.
Yeah. We've modeled good habits for our kids, too, by not buying any junk food and candy. And this Halloween, my wife is taking it too far. She doesn't want to give out candy, which is ridiculous. She's proposed apples, healthy low-fat sugar, fruit snacks, low-fat pretzels. No kid wants that, and we've been fighting about it. Should I just go ahead and buy a bag of candy to hand out anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Don't be that house. An apple in your... A little kid comes up there and says trick-or-treat, and a little, you know, pumpkin, and you throw an apple in there?
It's the worst.
It is the worst. We make fun of my mom all the time, and I think I've shared this story before. Being a school teacher, she would give out pencils.
I knew you were going to say that.
And, you know, it's just, it's first of all, it's embarrassing. If you have kids, and yes, I understand you want to model great behavior for your kids. This is one day a year. It's not about you. It's about the moment.
And you can still remain on your diet.
Yeah,
with
you don't
you
have to
family.
Eat the candy.
That's fine, but don't put it onto other families, right? And other little kids.
And
they're not on a diet.
Be, obviously, you have shown tremendous discipline.
Yeah.
Between the two of you, and who knows what the percentages are on either side, but if you've lost over 120 pounds as a couple, hey, hats off to you. Not easy to do. And you've shown great discipline. You can have discipline for one night. You are not ruining the youth of America by handing out candy on one night.
Those pennies. You remember getting pennies?
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Dude, your wife's wrong. You're right. Hand out candy.
Yeah.
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
And by the way, feel free to have one. Yeah. Get the best ones that you can find and enjoy a cheat night.
And that's the key. You can't like deprive yourself of all the good things that you want to eat in life. It's about moderation.
And you develop a reputation in the neighborhood. Trust me, you don't want that reputation.
Kids will skip your house next year.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're after.
Oh, okay. This next one says, Dear John, I'm currently in a long distance relationship with a woman I, air quotes, met online.
Oh.
She lives in Europe. We've never met in real life. I'm 33. She's 25, so there's a small but not insignificant age gap. Despite speaking for 8 months now, we have not met, and she says she's not ready to meet.
Is there a picture?
There's more, John. We've planned to meet in December, but I'm starting to feel like she'll get flaky. Should I be patient or let it fizzle? Here is context for questions I know will be asked on the radio. One, she's very hot. I'd say I'm a 5 and she's a 9 at least. Mm-hmm. In that sense, I'm punching up above my weight class. Second point, she's everything I've ever wanted in a woman. Funny, beautiful, mature, smart, supportive, understanding. Point three, we've tried to meet in the past, but she's gotten anxious and overwhelmed. And number four, she's inexperienced in the dating world, only one previous ex. That said, she told me she loves me. John, what do I do?
Move on. Find a life. Find something local that you can, someone that you can see. And we're you know, all of us that were fives and punched above our weight class, it's possible. So I don't want to tell you it's not possible, but I mean, use your brain.
He's being
catfished. Yeah. There's no question about it. I mean, so she's got a great sense of humor. All right, yeah, there's a lot of 49-year-old dudes that got a great sense of humor.
If you haven't met in 8 months.
Has there been a video chat? Even that could be suspicious, but have you like done a video call?
Yeah, like, I mean,
really
a video call, does she have an
to?
Adam's apple?
John, it doesn't. We don't have any information.
Is it AI?
I don't know. You have to be more skeptical than this.
She lives in Europe?
She goes to another school. You wouldn't know her.
Yeah. She's a 9?
Yeah, she's a nine. She's in Europe. She's got a European accent. Oh,
she's
yeah.
a nine, but she won't meet you. She's anxious to meet you.
Yeah. No. Move on.
Aww.
Just,
we
I'm
hate
sorry.
To tell him, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's. No.
No. You're buddy, being catfished.
That is a textbook.
Yeah, I think yeah. so too. All right, next one. Random dudes. Dear John, I live with another girl in a two-bedroom apartment and we generally get along well. We met through a college alumni page looking for roommates and are around the same age. I'm 26 and she's 24. The issue is she's bringing home a different dude almost every week. And while it's not my business, it is my house and I don't like random people who I don't know staying over, especially without notice. How should I handle it?
Does it say how long the lease is for?
It does not.
All right. So obviously you can't control your roommate. You already made the decision that you're living together. There's not a whole lot you can do. You can have a conversation and say, this is making me uncomfortable.
Sure.
But then she'll probably say, well, I'm paying just as much rent as you are. I have a right to live my life. And yeah, so you're probably not. I would just raise the concern and see what they have to say. If they're like, hey, you know what? I don't care about your concerns. Then find a different place to live and see what the exit cost is for getting out of your lease. And if it's too much, you're just going to have to wait it out. And when that time comes, you go on.
Yeah. I mean, unless these guys, they're not dangerous. You just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you don't get to tell her she can't bring people over.
I mean,
right.
It could be awkward.
Sure.
I mean, she's living there too. Are they using the bathroom? Is she going to encounter
right.
them
in the kitchen or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, so if you feel that unsafe and you can't get out of it, then put an interior lock on your door.
Sure.
That might at least help you sleep a little bit better. But you're still going to walk out some random dude that's, mm-hmm. Warming up last night's pizza.
You definitely just need to have a conversation with your roommate. I mean, I think it's a normal conversation that yeah. maybe should have happened before you
yeah.
allowed her to stay in your place, but
yeah, I don't. I mean,
well, how do you handle friends? Whether it's friends or random dudes coming
sure.
over, how are you
yeah.
going to handle that?
Unless you've like pre-established rules, like hey, no strangers unless
yeah.
approved. Like,
I mean, they're 26 yeah. and 24; they're not children,
right?
They're yeah. grown adults.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This last one says, wants to be a writer. Dear John, I've always wanted to be a writer. Sci-fi, crime thrillers, and I was thinking of writing a novel, but I'm not sure anyone would want to read it. Would it be a waste of time, and is there any way to do it in a productive way?
Wow. No, it's not a waste of time. Go ahead and write. Write your little heart's desire. And if you want to have somebody proofread it, Have a close friend, a relative, somebody read it that they're going to give you some honest feedback and it may actually be good.
Send it my way. If it's a sci-fi, I'll pass. But if it's a crime thriller,
yeah.
I'll proofread it.
Yeah,
I love a good crime thriller.
Yeah, give me the audiobook version of it and
I'll tell you
what it is. But
write the book.
Write the
yeah,
book.
Yeah, write
you
the
write
book. Absolutely write the book. And it may be terrible.
Right.
All right. So who cares right. if it's terrible and you let somebody read it and they tell you, it's probably not your best thing that you do. So what? Keep writing. You never know. Maybe you get better.
Well, and at the end of the day, like, it's a hobby that you enjoy. It
yeah.
doesn't have to turn in. You don't have to become a bestseller for it to be worth your time if you enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
To hell with it. If anybody reads it. I know
yeah.
you want them to, but just do it for you.
Yeah.
I like to tie flies for fishing and they suck. All right. And I'm not going to give them to my friends. I won't probably use them myself, but it is one way where I get a chance to remove myself from everything in the world and focus on one thing. And it may not be a beautiful thing, but it's something that I enjoy doing. And maybe someday I'll get good at it.
That's Dear John. You can send him in every week. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.